The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live Conversations. Feature sit-down chats with some of today's most recognizable talents in entertainment. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live Conversations.
Welcome, Jay Z. What's up, everybody? What's up out there? We are here at Black Hollywood Live Conversations. I'm your host, Courtney Stewart, and I am joined in the studio today with my co-host extraordinaire, Mr. Julian Dujeric is in the house.
Thank you for pronouncing it right.
I know, I was going to get it right. That's why I wrote it out. And we've got two extra lovely, fit, and fabulous guests joining us today from the new hit reality show on the E! Network, Hollywood Psycho.
Hey.
I got Nichelle Hines in the house.
What's going on? Thanks for having me, guys.
And her favorite sexy brother right now, Mr. Aaron Hines. Woo. Thank you for
joining us. Hey. What's going on? Thanks for having us.
We give you an applause track and everything.
Give you an applause track.
We pull out the stops here on Black Hollywood.
Yeah. We make us feel special.
Yes, because you are special. And we're so excited about your new show.
Thank you.
Doing so well. Very exciting. For those of you out there that don't know, we saw our peeps from AfterBuzz and Black Hollywood Live in that class when out. I missed it, but I'm going to catch up.
Yeah. Well, that means you have to come back and take a class.
I'm scared.
Because, you should be. It's tough.
Julian has scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, I didn't take the class with AfterBuzz, but I took it about a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh my word! I'm still sore. No, but you're good. You're good in that you don't just like preach from a pulpit. Like you get down in there and you get in. I remember you were my fist. I'm like, okay. I'll try harder for you.
We've all been there, right? You're doing something and nobody wants to be talked down to. And that's why I think Cyclops is a little bit different. Like, we're going to talk to you because you're really there. You're really somebody in that class. You're a real human to us. We're not just giving you lip service. Like, we've been there. I used to weigh 206 pounds. I've been there. Wow. I know what kind of effort's required to achieve the goals that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm in there, making sure that you're giving everything that you have is way more important than me just presenting a class for the general masses. I want you to remember me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have been doing the cycle thing. You're doing a great job. You're known already sort of around town. Reality TV. Oof. Where did it come from? How did you say, all right, I'm about to go for it?
It's been a long time. It was a long time coming. I mean, it started a couple years ago. An executive producer that generally works on movies.
100% worked on movies. 100% never done reality.
Never had done reality before. It was like, you guys, we have to do a show with you guys. This is just ridiculous. Everything that goes
and we're
on.
We're
on the fence. We're like, we're not so sure. And then she kind of talked us into it. And Michelle and I looked at each other and said, we doing this? We was like,
he had more of the height than I did, you know. As you know from the show, he has quite a reputation with the ladies. So I was like, if you good, I'm fine.
So was there any, now that you're in it and you've shot it and it's airing, any surprises in the world of reality TV? Anything? what's like the biggest thing that kind of stands out for you?
I mean, the biggest thing is kind of how some scenes get put together because, you know, when we're doing it, it's very just authentic and it's just who we are. And, you know, we may remember one scene a certain way, but when it actually hits the screen, it's like, oh, damn. I didn't know it was going to come out like that. I was like, I meant that, but I didn't want all that to come out. So, but that was actually some of the best scenes. Some of those kind of like, oh crap moments, like that really just happened.
Right.
That is what's made for the best TV. And that's what we've seen so far.
Yeah. And I think for me, what I was surprised by was sort of the reaction post the show. It's really interesting to see the people who are like, yes, I'm in. And then the other people, especially for me and my position on the show, I'm being a leader at the company and being a woman of color and being a woman who's not afraid to say how I really feel, how all of a sudden that's perceived as bitchy. And it's like, okay, we're going to play this game. So for me, kind of watching both sides of it. Now, I will say, honestly, 80 to 85% of it has been positive. But it's shocking to me hearing the reaction of people who are like, well, I'm a leader in a company, and I'm going to lead. Mm-hmm. And if you have a problem with a woman, especially a woman of power, of color, being in that leadership position, then all of a sudden you get perceived as a bitch. Mm-hmm. So I found that... a little surprising. I guess you see it, but you don't. You think, oh, that's not going to happen to me because I'm coming from this place. I'm not walking in screaming or acting crazy. But, you know, if you come for me, I'm coming for you.
Well, also, so, it can, and I don't mean to interrupt you. Just to your point, I think it's also about, like, we're in L.A. and where there are a lot of great female leaders here.
Right.
We're kind of in this bubble.
Yes.
And so we forget that this is a show that airs nationally.
100%. Around the world.
Oh, well, yeah. I think he's seen in over 100 different countries.
Yes.
So. Yeah, and I think that's a part of it, too. So it's interesting that you have that reaction, because I feel like that's
right, because you're so spoiled here, and you forget.
Yeah.
You literally forget that people aren't used to it, or people are confronted by it. You know, as the great Kanye said, the truth keeps people traumatized.
Yeah.
So, that's the truth.
You know?
Right, yeah.
So, and to have to fight for that. And I have engaged. Aaron gives me crap. But I think it's really important to engage with your defectors as much as it is with the people who are into you. So when someone says, oh, you're this, and I say, well, why do you feel that way? Is it because I'm a woman of color and I'm in charge? Is that what you're scared about, my brother? You know, exactly what is going on. And, you know, I just try to, you know, provide a few facts.
When you say my brother, sorry, when you say my brother, do you find that it's also a thing within the African-American community?
I mean... I was surprised to see, but one of the biggest defectors was a black man.
Really?
And I found that very surprising.
Interesting.
And I just said, and the first thing I said when he said that, because he said something to the effects, called me a bitch, and I said, well, watch your woman bashing. And I attached an article that I had done where we kind of delve into the subject. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I wasn't saying, well, then all of a sudden it became bitchy. So because he got called to the carpet, and I kind of ended our conversation in the best way I knew how. I said, it's very interesting to me that I'm perceived as bitchy coming from a black man who's Twitter profile picture is that of a woman's ass. Of course, I'd be bitchy to you.
Lord.
Have a good day, sir. I'm done.
And bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up. So in your decision-making process, like, to decide to do the show, obviously you're aware I'm a black woman.
Yes.
I'm strong.
Yes.
I'm not going to back down. Was that any, was there any preparation sort of that you did to yourself that you were sort of at least prepared going into it that you might be perceived that way and concerns about that? Or is it something that you thought about at all?
I think what Aaron will tell you about me is I keep it 100 no matter what. So I'm not going to dumb myself down or change because I'm afraid people can't handle it. I think in this community, especially as a leader, as a woman, as a black woman, I think it's really important for us to just say, this is me. This is who I am. My parents raised me to be Nichelle. I'm not going to not be Nichelle because there's a camera in the room. As a matter of fact, it's almost worse. Like, people are always like, when my parents come to town, like, oh, your parents are in class. I'm like, oh, that's going to make it worse.
Yeah, 20 times worse.
Yeah.
Because
you get some
extra on it.
Right, right. What you get is what you get. And I think that I've done, you know, everything in preparation to be who I am and be okay with it. I've gone to school. I've done all the things. It's like, I have a master's. I'm ready. What do you need to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it. Pick a subject. Let's go. So I'm not operating from a place of fear because I have nothing to hide.
Okay.
And I've worked too hard to be where I'm at to change because it scares you.
Mm-hmm.
How about you come with me?
And everything has been like a long time coming as well. So we were always prepared. I mean, we always had our little side conversations like, okay, we down to, you know, 4 months until we air. Are we ready? Of course we're ready for this. So we've always been us from day one.
Yeah. So speaking of being us, I don't know. That was a weird transition. I guess I tried. You can't all be a home run. What are the major differences in style? Because I've taken your class.
Yes.
I haven't taken yours, but I'm wondering what the differences in style are.
I mean, we're very different, but so much the same. I mean, because obviously when I even moved down to Los Angeles in 2009, I was taking Nichelle's class all the time before I even became a cycling instructor.
Oh, okay.
The differences in style, you know, I played college football, so I'm very, I'm physically demanding. So I'm going to absolutely, I'm just, like a
they call him the Terminator or Black like, Superman.
Black Superman or Terminator. Physically, it's absolutely gonna hurt. With Nichelle, it's physically gonna hurt, but emotionally, it's gonna make you think.
I like to dig in there.
You're gonna have to dig deep. I'm gonna dig in there, but just in a different way. So the end result may be the same, but we have different paths in terms of getting there.
Like they walk out of they crawl out of Aaron's class. They walk out of my class and we're like crying, like feeling like, but like a powerful cry. I'd like to help.
It's a good cry.
It's a good cry. Yeah. You know, like the ugly cry. Like I try to get in there because I think that so much of what we do is attached to our emotions, right? If you're holding back or you're not giving that extra mile or you're scared to go there, I want to know why that is. Aaron's like, I don't care, do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what are you afraid of? Why aren't you giving everything? What are you holding back? And how can we let that go? So I think our styles, well, yes, it's always at Cycle House, it's always hardcore interval training. It's always, you know, constantly changing from a hill to a jog to a sprint to jumps. But I think the way we get in, it's different. The through line's the same, but how we get to that finish line is different.
Okay.
Where did cycling come from for you? Like, just one day you're like,
well, okay,
like
so
it.
Our father, really.
Our father always did. Our father is 65. Okay. He's 6'6", 210 pounds. Our father works out every day. People think my dad's my boyfriend. It's just the two of us. Yeah, he's taller than Aaron. Yeah.
Wow.
You got one
and,
inch on me.
He does have an inch on you. So then... So for me, what happened was when I went to college, I've been an athlete my whole life. Ran track from 6 to 18 competitively. My father was my coach. Same with basketball. I went to college, and I started dating a football player. And I started eating like I was a football player. And I stopped running track. And I went home for Christmas, and my father said, I thought they called it the freshman 15, not the freshman 35.
My word.
So I gained about 60 pounds at the end of the day when it was all said and done, guys. So when I was in graduate school... I was doing a job that required a bikini, and I was like, excuse me? And I walked out of the class, I walked across the street to the gym, and I remember my father always saying, oh, I really like, you know, riding. And I said, I'm going to do that. And the music, it was dark in there. I was immediately hooked because I get very bored on the elliptical machine or the treadmill. It got to the point where I'd have a magazine, earphones, TV, and I still could not
stay on it.
Yes. Yeah. And I got in there and it was dark and there was music playing. I was very lucky. My first instructor was a lot of fun, so I started riding. I lost 60 pounds, but I was at the gym in Los Angeles and the manager of the gym ran up and was like, the cycling teacher didn't show up. I'm going to need you to teach this class right now.
No
and
pressure.
I said, who?
What? Yeah.
What? And he was like, nah, you're better than the teacher. Teach the class. And I was like, but it was a Sunday and I just saw these people. And really it was about, for me, the connection to people because, you know, obviously, you know, if you've done any background, I'm an actor as well. And I have a master's in acting and I've always been about the engagement. It was never about wanting to be, it was always about engaging with people and learning their story and empathy. And I looked around and it was a Sunday and I was like, a lot of these people aren't an out-of-work actor like me who can go and work out in the middle of the day at 10 or 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
This is like the only chance that they get. So what made me step up was, this is their workout. And this is their opportunity. And if I have the opportunity to serve and I think that I can do this and pull this off, I'm going to do it. So I just jumped up there and went. And they put me on the schedule the next day.
Wow. I love
that. So they called me.
The funny thing is that that's basically was my first taste as an instructor as well. It was, I always was lifting before I would take Nichelle's class. And the teacher didn't show up, stuck in traffic.
The class before mine.
And it was like, Aaron, get up there. And I'm like, I'm not a cycling instructor. And they're like, just put some music on. You know what to do.
You're in the
front of
your sister's class five times a week.
And then I remember I was up there. I was doing a class and Nichelle was walking by. She came early. Like, she was walking by. She did the double take. She said, what? Who is that big black dude up there on the stage? That is my brother. What the?
That's funny.
And I looked, I was like, and he was like, afterwards, he's like, I thought I was going to throw up blood. How do you ride and talk like that?
Well, I didn't have a microphone, remember?
Yeah, and yeah.
So it's funny.
Was just a cappella?
Oh, it was a cappella. I had to do it off the rip. But here's the funny thing. Once again, it's kind of the same result, different path in terms of getting there with both of us in terms of becoming cycling instructors. Yeah.
So do you guys just cycle exclusively or what other things do you do, if at all? Because cycling is a full body workout. You said you used to lift before you cycled?
Like, oh, yeah. I was a college football player.
We do Barry's like three times a week.
I can't imagine.
Tomorrow at 1, I teach at 7:30 and 9:30 tomorrow, and I'll be at Barry's at 1. You coming with me? Courtney?
Waking up
we
in the
to
morning.
We have to work tomorrow. I promise. But I'm down like Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Listen, for me, getting out of bed is just a sit-up. Like, that's... I'm good.
Eating.
I mean, for me, I lift a lot. I do a lot of boxing. My thing is, I really want to look the part. So when I'm up there, you know, in my little tank top or cut off tee, you know, I want to
cut off tee.
Yeah. Come on, man. You know,
cut off tee. Yes,
that's why he gets in trouble.
You got to show the arms, right?
That's why he's.
I feel like I would get in trouble in this class. I'd be just looking.
You
but
should
it'd be,
see, you guys. It's a whole thing.
Maybe in their
you know what all the girls talk about is him and his layers. So he'll come in with like the sweat. He takes off the sweatshirt and the shirt, then the tank top. He has on the shorts with the tights over it. So the sweats,
and then
the shorts.
Go, go, go.
So he's just stripping for them. He's stripping for them.
That's how you.
That's a really
for...
smart way to market your class.
Right.
Like, it is exactly. A strip show along with a workout.
There it is.
I think that's how you compensate for such a strong teaching style. Right? Right? I get it.
Exactly.
I get
he's
it.
Trying
like
to
he's yelling at me, but he's beautiful.
right?
Boom.
I got a feeling Courtney's got Monday, he's got 5:30 p.m.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm not here Monday either, so
I'm looking for a sister-in-law.
I'm really scared.
It's not. Listen, I will say I one of my good friends, Kylie Mart, took
love
me.
Her.
Yeah, she's awesome,
she's
and she
great.
I couldn't believe that she was not flinching at all. Like she does it really well. So she took me there, and I took her class, and I was intimidated. It was I'm not gonna lie, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. And you look around, and you have gorgeous bodies that are sculpted, and you can tell that they are serious about their cycling, and it's intimidating. But I will say something that, about your style. I really gravitate towards because it is really hard. I'm not taking that away from you at
right.
all. It's really hard. It's probably one of the toughest workouts I've ever had. But that emotional support that you do get in people's faces and not in like an obstructive way, like not in an intrusive way. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to use too many big words. but no, in a way that just supports and
it's
encourages.
It's the art of the push. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the art of the push. And I really do appreciate that about your
style. I think so often everyone's talking about excuses why they can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know that there's many more reasons why you can.
Mm.
It's already inside of you. And my job, I feel, at Cyclops is just to make sure that you remember that. Because life is hard, right? You're going to come up against these obstacles all the time. People telling you what you can't do, what you can't do, what you can't do. Mm-hmm. And I say, you are a soul inhabiting a body. I'm going to teach you how to control your body. And yes, you can. You are in charge of your instrument. I'm known for saying, you know, if your mind stops working, use your heart. If your heart stops working, use your soul. We are not... We're not defined by this shell that we're in. So even when I was 206 pounds or even now, like I'm not at my smallest by any means, but whatever it is that you have and is at your disposal to use, I want you to remember that it's already inside of you. And I'm just here to tell you that it's here and you can do it. You just have to remember who you really are, which is a capable human being.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how I really do like this aspect of Cycle House, how environmentally conscious it is?
Oh, yes. Take one, give two. You talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the big thing, we wanted to stand out from day one. So, you know, our partnership with Feeding America, every paying rider, we donate two meals to Feeding America. So that's probably the biggest charitable thing that we do. And we also don't print out our schedule. We don't print out extra paper or whatnot. So we're very green and very...
We don't sell water bottles. We don't sell disposable water bottles. Mm-hmm. We give out alkaline water for free. So you show up with your bottle and you can fill it up as much as you want. People come with their gallons because they love that alkaline water.
It's the best kind.
It's something else.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so just another reason that, you know, Cycle House is really standing out and how we want to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over the last almost 4 years now, it's amazing how time flies,
October
right?
October will be 4 years.
October's going to be 4 years.
Wow.
The business has just continued to grow, and sky's really the limit, so we're really excited for the future.
Okay.
Now, outside of cycling and Cycle House, you mentioned you've been an actress and you've done that. What else are you guys doing other than being on those bikes and working hard and working out?
I mean, we have a million things going on. You know, I'm still, I don't know how I'm doing it, but I'm still, you know, working my 9-to-5 job as well. So between that, personal training, Nichelle's a personal trainer as well. We both have, what, somewhere between 15 and 25 clients or so now?
Yeah, it's, like, yeah, it's crazy.
You know, we're basically setting off our list now. So we do a lot of personal training as well.
Okay.
Obviously, we're always working out together, a number of different things.
I think, and also I have to do like a lot of house calls because I have some, you know, celebrity clientele who doesn't like to leave the house.
Mm.
And so that takes a lot of time, but, you know, they pay extra for that, so it's worth it.
Right, of course.
And,
I don't want to leave my house either.
Time is money.
Right?
Time is money.
Right? We got to get prepped Jamie Chung for her wedding.
Right.
Okay.
You know, so we're just trying to So I do train my clients. I do go on auditions. Obviously, with the show, I was shooting 10 hours a day. Really? And we kept our full teaching schedule. We did not miss one class during the course of shooting.
Say, how do you compensate for that?
That was incredibly important to me. The whole reason that we were here and have this show as a result of what we do. So to deny what we do in service of trying to forward a show or an opportunity, because if this show ends tomorrow, I'm still going to be teaching 15 times a week. So the number one thing I said to the producer, I was like, let's be clear, you're dealing with a black woman. So after my class, you're not going to shoot me. I need some time, even if I just have to snatch it back. Like I came to see you guys, I'm going to snatch it into a break. I taught at noon. We had to hit this traffic.
And it's late still.
Yeah, right? So because I was, hey, that's one thing I wasn't going to do was be on TV as a black woman looking like, you know, who shot John?
We had to check them on day one.
I did. Remember,
they were like, "Okay, we're gonna need you and Nichelle to change your schedules. We need you all day Friday and Saturday." We literally laughed.
No.
I said no. That's what's
not. Were they receptive to that at all? Was there a
lot of that? I mean, they learned pretty quick. I mean, here's the thing. She wasn't going to change her schedule. I wasn't going to change my schedule.
You're going to learn today.
Like the one thing I always tell my clients and everyone in my class, there's two things. Yeah. There's either reasons or results. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you didn't reach it, or there's just the result. I don't want to hear any reasons. It's the same thing people would expect out of me. I'm not going to take days off to
do
this.
Guys, I didn't make it to class today because I drank too much last night and I'm tired.
Exactly. Oh, I had to go to this premiere and I was out till midnight, so I can't wake up at 6. No, I'm going to produce a result. I'm going to be there 6:30 a.m., ready to roll, ready to motivate, ready to push everybody, because that's what I do. And that's what we expect out of everybody else.
And that's what we told them coming in. I was just like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult, but my schedule, I said everything else.
You're trying to be kind of difficult.
Stop. See, again, difficult or strong, right? Or standing up for yourself.
Is it really a difficulty, or is if it's something like you brought up a good point. The reason you have a show in the first place is because you're documenting your experience as a Cycle House instructor. So to kind of diminish that, which I feel like that's what that was an attempt at, is kind of ludicrous to me.
It's like the Lil Wayne and Drake track, Grinding.
Right.
Every day.
No, it's exactly
grinding for everything we got. We're gonna grind for it.
Yeah.
Right. So that was definitely something that we had to combat. And I told them, and I told the producers when we were on the phone, I said, I'm gonna need a minimum of 45 minutes after a class to try to look halfway decent. And we have something written on the wall of Cycle House. I'm the CRO, which is the chief ride officer. Anything instructor related, helping Aaron is our director of training. So all new instructors have to be trained by Aaron. You have to do another audition. It's a real process. And all instructors, any problems, this, that, scheduling, that goes through me. And on that wall, we have a saying, and it's four lines. And the very first line is, you're defined by what you do, right? So I don't do a reality show. I am an indoor cycling instructor and who does other things, but I am defined in this role on the show as Nichelle, as at Spin Gal Nichelle. So for me to take that away from any of our clients or deny them that opportunity, they are the reasons that we are here. Mm-hmm. I tell them, I said, if it wasn't for you, I'd be alone in a black room screaming. I will always pay reverence to them first. They come first.
Wow, that's indicative of such, like, I wish every trainer was that, because honestly, I'd be in better shape. I've done some personal training. I don't have to believe it.
I mean, it doesn't take much.
Julie, you only need one trainer now.
I haven't had the right one, because I get the sense that, you know, I've gotten the sense with, I've had three trainers, and they've all been not what I've needed. They've not worked out. And so it's the first time that I've heard someone so adamantly be pro-client. So yeah, I guess it just goes to show that it depends on who trains you.
That's why they have a show.
Yeah.
And they're doing so fabulous and look amazing because they know what they're doing.
That's
and
right.
We love that. We love that. Okay, so has anything about the reality show that you've seen so far? Like, are you guys watching it live and you're looking and you're like,
I can't believe she said. Did he just
what? about your coworkers?
Because you said that about yourself.
Yes.
Things that you've said. But I'm wondering
about her coworkers.
Oh, a lot of it. Ooh. We got called bullies, the mean girls, the Cycle House,
insecure. And I'm like,
insecure.
I'm like, I mean, maybe if I need to lose five in terms of anything else, like. That's the one thing I can say. Unfortunately or fortunately, like, I don't have that gene. I believe that I am who I am. So to hear other people's sort of character judgments on you, that I'm like, oh, I didn't know you felt that way about me. Do we need to talk? Do you need a hug?
Were there conversations like that?
Did you have to,
either one of you, I wonder, you know.
Ooh, 100%. There's a instructor on the show. Have you seen all the episodes?
I'm missing two.
Okay, so you probably missed the intro of one particular instructor who calls us the mean girls and the royals. And, you know, I do have the nickname of the queen or queenie, but that was, you know, a joke. My assistant works the front desk. Mm-hmm. I do, I treat everyone well. Everybody at Cycle House knows if they need something, they can come to me. So he definitely wants to be in a stronger position. You'll see when you do, when we do the AfterBuzz class, he tries to kind of poach on Maria and get in there. And he was doing an interview where he said that I had said that I was celebrating like my 38th birthday for the fourth time. And I was like, well, time out, your math is off. Two things. Number one, I am 38 years old. Number two, I have never, ever, ever denied my age. I mean, I go on a, this one sends me on a date with a child, a literal child. And I say to him on the show, when you were born, I think I was a freshman in high school, because he said he was from Harlem. I'm like, oh, now I know I never saw you in Harlem, because you were holding your mom's hand walking down the street. So, I mean, watch your mouth. So, yes, I was very surprised. And also, in my mind, I find that to be character assassination. So I did have to get on that, because my word is my bond. As in my position and what I wrote on that wall and what I stand for, don't you ever insinuate that I would lie about my age, even in a joking matter, because no, boo. You can say whatever you feel about me, but don't you ever say those words came out of my mouth. I don't do that. I don't play that.
That's so refreshing.
Yeah.
That's so refreshing. What about you, Aaron? Anything?
I mean, basically the same. I mean, the same cat tried to come.
But the man eater stuff is all true, ladies and gentlemen. Or woman eater, I guess.
Nothing too crazy. Nothing as bad as hers. Hers was probably the worst, and I actually had to have a conversation before she did with him, and I was like, yo, this is the deal. You know, this is how my sister works, okay? Where you went wrong was XYZ, so I had to kind of lay it out for him. But it's funny, some of the little comments that are thrown in there and whatnot, even, you know, one of our other fellow instructors, we're all in my place because I just bought a new house, so we're always in my place watching the episodes, and we're watching, we're having a good time and stuff, and then somebody will say something, I'll look at him across the room like, yo, what's up? You didn't tell you said that. You got something you want to talk about? Something you want to talk about?
Oh my gosh.
Go fill up my drink now. I'm mad now. You're on my bad side.
Aside from
still have to go to work and like deal with
That's the thing. This is the real reality. Yeah. This is not a competition show. This is not. We work with these people every single day. Like what you see, the only people on that show who were not a part of Cycle House originally are the trainees. And those are people who are coming in new, trying to get a job. Mm. So if there's beef between Nick and I, like, I'm going to see Nick in a couple hours. You know, I'm going to see Brandon. I'm going to see Adam and Lara. And
we're there. We're there all the time. I think even some of the clients and some of the fans that aren't able to get into our classes and may go to other class, we pop up. We may be there. They're walking out the class. They're like, oh, shit. There go Aaron. They're going to Shell right there. Hey, can we get a picture real quick? I didn't know y'all was going to be here. Like, this is real. This is our lives. We didn't just come here to shoot for a day and then we're gone. You know, we're there. We're spending the majority of our time at Cycle House trying to grow this business and continue to just take it to the next level.
And the best of the celebrity clients who, like, still come in, like James Harden is one of our regulars. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, I knew you when you was nothing. And I'm like, and I knew you when you were the sixth man at Oklahoma.
True, yeah. I still got my Oklahoma City tee. I don't know what to do with it.
That's funny. That's such a throwback.
Keep it 100, right?
Exactly. Well, can you guys give us any little extra scoop about what we have coming towards us for the rest of the season?
Ooh, coming up in the rest of the season, I mean, I think you got a little taste of it in episode 4, but in episode 5 and 6, I think you're going to see things start to heat up with the ownership.
And with his relationship status.
Oh, yeah. That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. That changed. I can't
talk about
I can't even
We'll
keep
talk
up
about
anymore.
Your competition, Corey.
I can't even keep up with that. But I think the big thing is just kind of the rift between us and the owners. It's like, are we going to stay? Are we going to leave? Is this the right fit? Or do we need to break off and do our own thing?
And a lot of what's influenced by that is sort of what's coming up with me. If I'm in my late 30s and I need to think about what my next step is, being single. Mm-hmm. What are my options as a woman who wants to have children but doesn't want to settle? So we get pretty deep. We get really deep and really honest about it. And I kind of see, you know, what are the decisions I have to make as a result of that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We go there. Right. We go
right.
there.
So we got, like, the scandalous salaciousness. We got some real life dramas going on. And then we got the workplace drama. Y'all got it all. One show. All right.
Brother, sister, Joe.
Brother, sister, family.
we get to that.
Yeah. You guys get along really well in here. You seem like you have a great little relationship.
I think people are a little envious of our relationship. I mean, to be able to work with my sister so closely day by day. I mean, even we lived together for 3 years when I first moved to L.A. as well.
I had to stop the click, the click clacking of heels in the middle of the night. It didn't work for me anymore.
I told him to start taking his shoes off.
Nice.
But it's truly a blessing, and it's truly we're both truly lucky to have each other so close in our lives, and the relationship is awesome, and it's all good.
Mom and Dad are at his house right now. They drove down from San Francisco to adopt a puppy. We're like, you guys are retired. You need a dog.
What breed? What breed are they thinking?
It's a Maltipoo. We're rescuing a Maltipoo named Amber.
They're super loyal. Super loyal breed.
He's probably getting another one too.
We'll see.
You have a dog?
I already have a dog. It's actually Nichelle's old dog that she neglected, and then
I rescued
him.
But you know what's great about that dog? It's 10 pounds. This big old guy with a 10 pound And I, of course, I couldn't live without a dog because when we separated, I let him have Dennis. But really, it was because he had never lived alone. I know he was going to miss his big sister. Yeah. But within 2 months, I adopted a beagle boxer named Bella. So we're just dogs everywhere.
The funny thing is that Nichelle's old dog, my current dog, Dennis, sometimes he's more popular than me. I was walking down the street one time, and then, like, a girl was smiling. I was like, okay. She came up. She's like, hold on. Is that Dennis from Cycle House? I was like, oh, my goodness. Yes. How do you know my dog? You know who I am. Let's talk about that.
That was so anticlimactic. You're like, girl's into me.
I was feeling myself. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Funny. And beautiful dogs on the show, too. How does that work?
Yeah,
you guys, it's been awesome talking to you.
It's such a pleasure.
It's really nice to see you again. You guys, make sure you check out Hollywood Cycle on E! On Tuesday.
Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Only on E!
There you go. Now, where can fans find you guys online, social media?
Social media, for me, AHines83 across all social media platforms. That's going to be Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
And I'm the same across the board, Spin Gal Nichelle, with an N like Nancy. Spin Gal Nichelle.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
You, Julian.
You can find me at Julian Dujeric on Instagram, Twitter. I still have a MySpace.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Do you know your login?
I'm a dinosaur. I'm kind of old. It's at Julian Dujeric across the board.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember my MySpace login.
Do you have any jams on there?
Top friends. It's Tom, your top friend.
Thank you for joining us out there, guys. You can find me, Courtney Stewart, at Stewart Starlet on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you guys check out Hollywood Cycle. Support these awesome people and their awesome show. Thank you for joining us. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thanks, guys. Yay.
From producers Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.